Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Experience Kills. I am your host Ben and with me today is Richard. Who else would it be?
Well, there are others that could be here, but none so fair and none so fine.
Very well said, sir. Very well said. Now, as some of you guys might be aware, I am a bit of a racing game fan, to say the least. I love racing games. It's kind of like my, with first-person shooters, my bread and butter of my video gaming experience. And you're pretty fond of them as well, aren't you, Rich?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
I mean, I know you like your Forzas and your whatnot, but when I saw this game, I was kind of like, I think the term morbidly curious would be accurate. It was titled... yeah, but Ultimate Racing 2D is not a title that fills you with excitement. And what it kind of did for me was remind me of the Micro Machines games. You know, that top-down racing perspective that you'd had many generations ago. And I thought to myself, I haven't played a game like that in absolutely ages. I haven't even seen a game like that in absolutely ages. And to cut a long story short, there's a reason for that, Richard.
Yeah, it's the kind of game that existed just because you couldn't make a proper racing game in those days, isn't it? It was a throwback to stuff like Super Sprint on the Atari ST when I saw this.
Yeah, I mean, you've sort of nailed it. It's like when tech got good enough, we were able to do better representations of racing. But that's where Ultimate Racing 2D is weird, because it is a top-down 2D racer, but it takes itself incredibly seriously. It has a crap ton of different racing classes, and by that I mean everything from go-karts to trucks to Formula One cars, touring cars, muscle cars, fucking Japanese GT cars, you name it, and they all handle differently and they all feel different on the track. It's like they've put real effort into kind of this fake modelling of the cars. I mean, I didn't say they felt like how you'd think they'd actually feel in reality, but they do feel different. It's a very strange situation. So there's like hundreds and hundreds of cars, dozens of classes, I should say, loads of tracks. Some of them are just like, you know, here's like my interpretation of a go-kart track, but others are like sort of weird cut-down representations of Formula One tracks that I actually recognise. Like there's a Brazil track that's a lot like Interlagos, and a Belgium track that reminds me of Spa, but obviously without the elevation change, because you can't do an elevation change in a 2D racing game. So it's bizarre. There's career modes, there's championship modes, there's quick racing modes, there's huge amounts of customizations for all the settings for all the races as you go into them. So you can set everything from laps to have you have boosts to if you want to do qualifying prior to a race. So it's like a very straight-laced, po-faced representation of racing, but done in this sort of style that makes you think arcade. But it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't play arcade. And it's another thing is there's huge amounts of granularity as well in the difficulty settings. So the difficulty is actually spread out, I think, between numbers 1 to 100. Everything from like super, super easy to incredibly hard. And I was struggling to find a sweet spot because this game is difficult. Like, if you think about the perspective, if you think about how that works with an almost simulation of racing, it's very difficult to do things like pick braking points. And obviously, you know, the driving perspective is weird because, you know, 1 minute left is left, but then it's left is right, depending on the direction the car's going. And yeah, it takes some getting used to.
I used to enjoy that style of game. You know, we've criticised it a bit for being maybe an anachronism today, but I imagine it's still fun, right? Once you've got to grips with that odd control mechanism.
Yeah.
Because Micro Machines is still a great experience. It's just whether or not having that cartoony, zany attitude that Micro Machines had, having that stripped away, and it's now more of a serious experience without any of the sort of serious, I suppose, visual indicators that this is a modern racing game. Does it really stack up? Must be quite hard to...
Yeah, I mean...
To square that.
It is tricky because my mind doesn't go to... realistic racing, sim racing in this perspective. So I found it really difficult to do things like proper think about brake points, think about passing opportunities, pit stop strategies, you know, doing a proper qualifying run, different teams that, like in career mode, you start in a crap team and you can move up and get promoted to better teams, and the cars, the actual cars will have, within the same series, you can turn this off, but like in Formula One, the Mercedes will be faster than the Toro Rosso. So there's different quality of teams, even though they're just different colours of the same car. I mean, it's a very strange mishmash of genres. It's not bad. I'm just not sure who it's for. One of the things I also, you might not get this in the video because we generally do the video over a music bed, but the sound in this game, because there's like no music during the races, because again, serious, but the engine noise is just this droning, like when you, especially when you're playing the kart series, there's very little modulation to it, so it's just this kind of noise that just goes on for the entire race, and it's mind-numbingly annoying. Like, it's so annoying. And every class has got a slightly different modulation to them depending on the car you're driving, but at the end of the day, it's still just a grinding noise that'll be forever sort of burned into my brain. Yeah, not great. I mean, it says here visually stunning 2D graphics. It's one of the things that's listed as a feature. I mean, they look fine. It's funny when you look at screenshots, because it's almost impossible to make a game like this look exciting. Because it's just a top-down view of a track with some toy cars
certainly
on it.
Certainly, if you want it to be more of a dry experience. I mean, you could jazz it up, but that wouldn't be in keeping with what they're going for, I imagine. Is there anything in particular that stands out in that range of vehicles? What is the most fun?
Well, it depends. It's like, do you want raw speed? Because then you're jumping straight into the Formula cars. You know, you're going straight through the Formula One knockoffs that are just ridiculous, especially on some of the tighter, smaller tracks. And in a way, all the tracks feel like tighter, smaller tracks. It feels like there's very little space on them, so it's always very difficult to make sure you're staying on that track when you're taking corners. But with practice, you do start to get the hang of it. I quite enjoyed the muscle cars. There felt a bit of like drifting elements in the muscle cars, where you could throw the rear out and, like, you know, take corners differently and stuff. It is impressive that they have gone to this level of effort to really sort of detail the different handling models. It's a small developer, I believe, out of the Netherlands, and this is a sort of like an upscaled port of a iPhone or, you know, mobile game that came out a few years ago, and they have thrown the whole kitchen sink in it, these guys, these Applimazing, I believe they're called, from the Netherlands, and they've really gone for it. They clearly have a passion for this style of racing game. I'm just not sure if it makes sense to put sim and realism into this perspective when you know, we've got plenty of that. If it's Project Cars, or if it's the Formula One games, or even if you wanted, like, you know, there's then the other side of the spectrum, you've got the Need for Speed games and the Forza games. I don't know where Ultimate Racing 2D really sits, other than as a nostalgia piece, but I don't remember ever playing a 2D racing game that wasn't silly Micro Machines style. So I don't know what they're going for.
You know what else is really weird about this? And you correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't appear to have local multiplayer, which was the whole point of games like this, that you could just, you know, the whole Micro Machines thing of having maybe 8 friends and sharing controllers, and that's that kind of experience. This doesn't have that, right? It's just online multiplayer?
I believe so, and I didn't test the multiplayer. To be honest, the menu designs are probably a handover, like a legacy thing from the mobile interface, because they're bad. Like, the basic menus are really unappealing. I think everything kind of about the visual presentation of this game is flat and kind of a little bit uninspired and very functionary and just not very exciting. Nothing really invites you into, oh, I'm gonna try this mode, because everything kind of looks the same. And then when you actually start doing them, the difference between a career mode or a championship mode or a time trial or a quick race kind of all kind of comes down to the same thing at the end of the day, which is just completing races. Some will give you currency, some give you points, some give you positions, but at the end of the day, it's all kind of the same thing, which has all just been sort of thrown in there to extend the experience. But there's plenty in there. Again, it's not like a big ask financially, this game. You know, it's a low price game, but I don't know. It does it well enough. I just don't know who it's for. So I think that brings us to the end of another episode of Experience Kills. I've been Ben, with me today as Richard.
Oh yes, I'm still here. Sorry, that was a weird throw out.
Just in case you've forgotten he existed. I was like, it's Richard. You can find him at Colonel Red on Twitter. You can find me at DIYE. You can find us at Experience Kills. And please give us a like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. Don't forget, if you don't have time to watch these videos, you can also listen to them as audio on iTunes or Spotify or wherever a good podcast is found. So until then, I think we should zoom off into the sunset, and we'll be back soon with more videos. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.